Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. Police on Monday rejected claims of amateur handling of anti-riot operations during violent incidents on Sunday during the memorial for Eokalida Grivas de Yenis in Limassol. Five people were remanded for 2 days in connection with the clashes, as the police branch of Isotita Union said some police officers avoided being killed simply through luck. One more person, aged 29, was arrested after he handed himself in. President Nikos Anastasiadis also chimed in, condemning the behavior of completely irresponsible hooligans who tarnish sports, ceremonies and everything around them. Responding to a question from a journalist on accusations against police, Anastasiadis said there was adequate police presence. He noted this was not the first time this kind of behavior was seen and the state should take even harsher measures. The violent clashes between rival football fans broke out shortly after 10 a.m. during a memorial service for the Eokalida Grivas de Yenis. Presidential candidate Averof Neofitu unveiled his income tax proposal, dubbing it the most radical reform ever in Cyprus and claiming it would generate major savings for nearly 130,000 families. Neofitu gave some examples from the income tax calculator, an online tool available on the candidate's website. Under the proposal, people would file their tax returns as a household rather than as individuals, as is the case now. This single change would ostensibly benefit 126,000 households. Neofitu then proceeded to give some real-life examples of how the new system would work by referring to colleagues of his in the room. The first example he gave was of a person with a €43,000 income, a spouse with a €35,000 income, and with one child. Today, the two adults pay a combined €9,000 in taxes, while with the household system, they'd pay just €4,400. Applications can be made to the Consumer Protection Association to buy modern, more energy-efficient air conditioning units. The association aims to buy approximately 250 units, which it will do so on behalf of successful applicants. The reasoning is that people will get cheaper units if the association makes a bulk purchase. It was explained that applications can be made at www.klimatistika.cy. A record €21,000 fine has been imposed for the killing of rare wild birds using poison baits, BirdLife Cyprus said on Monday. The fine represents a big step forward that will hopefully have a strong deterrent effect on similar illegal actions, which have a devastating impact on Cyprus wildlife, the NGO said. The fine relates to two offences committed in December 2021 when three birds of prey, two Benelli's eagles and one long-legged buzzard, were found dead near the Verona village in the Limassol district. The dead birds were located through the signals of the GPS transmitter that had been fitted on one of the eagles. The Employers and Industrialists Federation, OEV, decried trade unions' decision to go ahead with strikes this week over a dispute over the cost of living allowance, at the same time instructing members to continue paying eligible workers the previously agreed allowance normally. OEV said it remained committed to a peaceful resolution of the dispute over the cost of living allowance, adding pointedly that, for obvious reasons, the period prior to the new government taking office is not conducive to productive negotiations on the substance of the issue. Despite its appeal to unions to hold off on industrial action and resume talks after a new government takes office following the presidential elections in early February, OEV said that the unions are proceeding with a 3-hour nationwide strike this coming Thursday. And finally, a green comet which approaches Earth once in 50,000 years may be visible to the naked eye for those intrepid enough to travel to areas of the island unaffected by light pollution. Astrophysicist Stelios Tsangaridis explained that the comet, which will reach its closest distance to Earth on the 1st of February, will be visible in the skies as a celestial smudge. The best night to view it from Cyprus, the astrophysicist said, is February the 5th, but only in rural areas as light pollution and the fact of the waxing moon will make it invisible in cities. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.